takes.
And you kind of
push it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10-0. What?
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, discussing why you sometimes put the sugar bowl in the fridge, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
You know, there was a movie, religious movie, and the character that played Jesus, the actor, they only filmed him, like, they filmed him without him blinking the whole movie. Isn't that interesting? Like, he...
So every scene he was in, he
every scene
blinked.
He was in, he didn't blink.
I forgot about that.
To, I guess, you know, set him apart from everybody else. But you know what? Like, yeah, that's
but
pretty...
But being Jesus doesn't set you apart enough.
Alright. Well, you know what I mean. Like, isn't that interesting, though?
I think so.
Process it.
Process it.
I wonder if that's... That's just got to be, like, subliminal. Like, you wouldn't notice it.
Right.
But there's something about him
that,
like, you know, why am I, you know, what's with this guy? I mean, Jesus, so he's got to, you know, he's got a couple things going for him there. And he doesn't blink. With the driest eyes in the world.
But just, do you think that anybody would pick up on... Or even not, you know, just subliminally.
No,
like,
I don't think they notice it. I think that's subliminally. I think they say, "Wow, the guy can act." There's something like that. You know what I mean? Like that's a cool director. That's like, here, every scene you're in, just don't blink. It's got to be. That's got to be hard. You know, take 27. You don't even think about it.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I know. But you know how hard it is.
I can hold my eyes open.
You've
for
been
a long
on
time.
Since I started saying that sentence. You just blink 7 times. That's how much you don't even think about it.
I haven't blinked yet.
No,
since you said that,
but you can't go very long.
I can go long. You want to see how
you
long?
You just blink.
No, I'm blinking now to get it out of my system.
Go ahead.
But you want to
go
know?
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You got a timer? You know,
yeah.
If I had my stopwatch, if somebody would just buy me a stopwatch
or
a battery for a stopwatch, all I want is a stopwatch. I want a stopwatch.
All right.
All right, tell me when.
Go now.
7:03.
You're going to hurt yourself.
I don't think so.
No, he wants
to. This coming from the guy that has to let his organs settle in the morning, but it's okay to keep his eyes open for 14 hours.
I'm not going to go 14 hours, but I bet you I could go like a minute. Has it been a minute?
So what?
Well then,
this guy went a whole movie.
I know, but he's not filmed like 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah, but they must have done... Yeah, okay.
Now look. How long has it been?
30 seconds. How you feel?
It's hard.
Well, there you go. Just blink.
You suck.
What?
I could have gone a little bit longer.
I'm sure you could have.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I was walking into the store the other day. And I heard a snippet of conversation. This is a Lewis Black bit. He does this. He does it very funny. Talks about how he does like 20 minutes on it. Yeah, we heard this one time, this one woman. But I can't do it the way he does it, obviously. But it just, you know, just the ballpark that he goes. You know, he heard a snippet of a conversation where he said, the woman said, if it wasn't for the horse, I would have never went to grad school. And then he does 20 minutes on it. Like, the guy's, I think he's a very, very, very funny guy. But it reminded me of that as I'm walking in the store. This is all I hear. Quote, I know it said it was made in China, but I thought it was a different China. Unquote. And I'm like, do I stop and talk to him? Because I gotta know, what did he buy? And that's a true story.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, he's either the biggest optimist in the world, or he's the worst antiques dealer on the planet. It just made me laugh. I literally stopped in my tracks. Like, he didn't just say that.
What's a different China?
I don't know. But he has something from it.
From the other China?
From the other China. I just thought it was funny.
Well, growing up, if you dug a deep enough hole, you would...
go to China.
We would go to China.
I don't know what we just...
Maybe it's the other China.
That's where it is. We would dig when we were kids. We would just dig a hole.
I mean, do you ever dig and see different color dirts? Different color
clay? Yeah,
we
dug down, but we just dug holes.
It got scary when you got deep.
Groundhogs. No, it didn't get scary.
It did for me.
Stupid.
It went from like brown soil to gray clay to red clay. You tried to what?
Build a pool.
You as a kid?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Not by myself. A couple friends, like, we need a pool. We didn't have a pool. You just dug a hole. You filled it with water, and you wonder why the water went into the ground. We were stupid, stupid kids.
Nothing changes.
I'm still digging.
Still digging that pool? I'm
still digging that pool with no liner.
Not good.
Till the
Would you rather have a school or an automobile named after you?
School.
I don't know. Okay, let me look at this logically. If you have the Brian Mallory School of whatever, that's not great. I don't like my name, but it's not bad. But would somebody go out and, oh, I'm going to go drive a Mallory? You know, okay, looking at it logically, absolutely a school. New for 2012. The Mallory. See? Okay, see? You make these questions very logically, and you could probably come up with the right answer.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah, but he said correct, and that's just telling you.
Ford's, Henry Ford's son was named Edsel.
Yes. Or his nephew or something like that. He's named after somebody.
And the Edsel is like the biggest bomb.
Yeah, they thought it was going to be good.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
That's funny.
Oh no, that's great. I'm sure the Fords laugh about it around the kitchen table. To this day. Who would you rather be? The Brian Ostering School of, or would you rather drive an Ostering? Who has the best last name for a car? Probably Van Sant. That's a car name.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Corboy. The Corboy. The Ostering. The Mallory. I think I'm the worst one. When it comes to cars, I think I'm the worst one. The Ford Mallory. Yeah, you can put a name in front. Ford, the Ford Ostering, the Ford Van Zandt. No, the Chrysler Van Zandt.
Sant, it's an S.
The Chrysler Van Zandt.
Sant, it's an S.
I think that is a car. It sounds too good to be true.
So she would be a Chrysler?
I'd be the Hyundai Mallory. Because I love Hyundais. I love my Hyundai.
No, you'd be the Yugo.
Ooh, car jokes. I am to drumming as the Yugo is to the automobile industry.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Spot on there.
Roll with it.
Keep going.
I would be a school, not a car.
Yeah, but what would the school be for? Like, what am I gonna have a school?
School of Rock, baby.
What would it, you know? What would the school be named after me? Sarcastic asshole school.
Well,
go to that. That makes sense.
It's not gonna happen. So why can't we pretend that?
Yeah. Okay. But no. But what I'm
saying is smart.
No, I'm saying bring it to the next level. Okay, then what would the school be for? Would it be for music? Would it be for...
Ideally. Like, it could be anything I want?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to... I would rather be known for music, I guess.
I hope so.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you could be...
gardening? Of course it'd be music.
Yeah, but it could be, you know... The Honors Society School of whatever, you know.
Why do you change your voice when you do that?
The Honor Society. It sounds more intelligent.
Oh, so it does? Okay, great.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I was telling Brian about the different instruments that you play.
Oh, yeah, what's the fun instrument or the weird one?
There was a weird one that you did.
The washtub bass.
That's it, the washtub bass.
I want to make one of those.
You can.
I've looked at the diagrams on it.
What does it look like?
It's just a buff side
down. Just a tin tub with a string and a broomstick, that's it.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just one string?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the way you tighten it, and then you pull it back and forth, and...
And you pluck it.
You'd be good at it.
No way!
I'd be good at it, Brian.
Definitely. Because it's percussion, really, I guess.
I don't get it. You mean it's just a broomstick?
Well, no, I guess it really is a bass, you know, more like...
So, when you pull it back?
Mm-hmm. The string tightens, so... Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum. Yeah. You could make one. Right, you should make one.
Wow.
It's like, talk about barnyard jam.
Because on the... I'm trying to think of if it's already that way, or if this... I'll have to ask. But in the center, there's like a hook and eye, like a little hook. Or, you know, metal thing. I guess you could drill it into it. Yeah. I don't think they come that way. And then you tie the string to that and you pull it to the broomstick, tighten it up, and then you just have a little play back and forth.
See, that sounds like that would be hard to play.
No.
Because I've played...
But you know what? It blends in. You do it by ear. It's not going to ever be exact, you know.
But playing bass guitar, like on one string, if I just was, you know, relegated to one string, that would be hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're even like cranking it while you're doing, like, that makes it doubly hard.
Yeah. You just kind of like do it by doom, 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 you know, just a little bit.
You're not playing complicated
pieces. You're not going to get, well, yeah, that, and you're not going to get it on perfect pitch. No one really picks up on it because it's just, you're just feeling that bass. You can, it resonates through the church when I play it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, people get such a kick out of that.
Like, that would be cool. I'd build one.
Yeah.
And you can build it. You can build
yeah,
big metal
tubs. Just get one on Craigslist. Yeah. You know, everything's on Craigslist. You can buy one for $5 probably on Craigslist.
Yeah. Stick a broom in it.
Sounds so weird, though.
Oh, and you also, because there's a rim on the outside of the tub, at the bottom of the broom, you just slice a little, you know, slice so you could hook it right on the edge of the tub and it stays. It's like a little slice.
You want
makes
one?
A groove in the bottom of the tub.
Would you like one for Christmas, Ryan?
No.
We'll make you one.
I mean, no.
I don't think so. It sounds
oh,
big.
Oh, it'd be so much fun.
Oh, it's, yeah, but it's,
you can do
what's,
it.
What's big?
Big is like there's not enough room in the music room for a big thing.
It's not big. You could take it apart.
You can take it
there
apart.
There are smaller tubs. There's smaller tubs.
Yeah.
Like.
No, no, no.
Like really
not like
small.
A margarine tub.
Why not? That would be a lot easier to store.
A citronella candle, just empty it out and just use that little metal thing.
Yeah, because you're going to
put a pencil on it, cut off a long strand of hair, and you're good to go.
There you go. It'd be a lot easier to handle. You're talking about bringing a big giant tub that like people take baths
no,
in.
No, 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 no.
No, they're usually about like this round.
A round. You think a bathtub? Oh,
I don't know what
it's a metal tub. It's a metal like you know, just, like you know what?
Did
like,
you ever see Emmett Otter's jug band?
Yeah. People on a bed in the Great Plains back in the Great Depression, the kid would. Wash himself in the wash.
Yeah, just
tub.
To do laundry, and they have
yeah,
the little
tub.
Washer
like this,
thing.
You turn it upside down, and then you stand on it with one knee, and you go, what's it
right?
You know, it's a 21st century.
Like, no, I understand that, but you thought it was a bathtub. Like, you're going to go to Lowe's and buy it.
No, not that kind of bathtub. But
you
like,
just said it was as big as a bathtub.
Well, wouldn't a wash tub be as big as a bathtub?
No.
No.
But that's what they used to wash in the 1900s.
Yeah, not bathe.
Not, yeah, not bathe. Like, wash clothes. Like, they'd have the little, what would you call that laundry thing
yeah.
that had the...
The, oh, we have one of those.
Yeah, you can
wash board. Of course
we do. Wash board.
Wash
thank
board.
You.
You stick in the wash
in the tub,
and you just go like this.
All right.
And then you go
yeah.
down to the river, and you beat the clothes on the rocks.
All right.
And everybody.
I don't know why you still do this, but
because
we have the machines.
No. But isn't it interesting to build an instrument from scratch like
that?
That's
cool.
Like that's interesting.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Wake up at dawn, working out on the farm, all day under the sun. Pushing the plow, I've got a new model now, another season's begun. Just for a while, I will lie in the field, watching the clouds pass on by. And as the sun goes down, all the people from town, they come to the farm for some fun. Yeah.
gonna dance with you. What would you put on your tombstone?
Nothing. I just want my name. I don't even want my name. I really don't care.
I know what I'm gonna put on mine.
What?
See, I told you I was sick.
That's not right.
I know what I'm gonna put on mine.
Funny. Why don't you laugh at my jokes?
Not,
you never laugh at my jokes.
I'm
it's
not,
a joke.
I'm not laughing at your joke.
You don't get it?
No, I get it. But I got it when I heard it 45 years ago. And I'm not even that old. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
It's a dusty old joke of cobwebs.
Blow that one off. Be careful with that joke. It's an antique. Thank you. That's another old joke, but I like it.
No, they don't get me. I'm my own show. When they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
When they leave, I'm not going anywhere.
I know you're funny, Brian.
He's a one-man show.
The one-man show.
Jeez.
And I know funny.
And now, another non sequitur on the Imaginary Radio Show.
I'm sure Tito Puente has seen his share of pink urine.
Thanks for listening to another Imaginary Radio Show non sequitur.
How would that be? How would you like to be famous, but like not in this country, but like
yeah,
in...
Yeah, that's
like David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Huge in Germany.
Germany!
I'd move
oh
to Germany.
Oh my god, he's like...
Yeah, but would you though? Like, what if the country was like, you know...
Slovakia.
Slovakia.
Yeah, I'd move to Slovakia.
You'd move to Slovakia.
If they love me there, why not?
Well, you're gonna make money there. You're gonna make money in America.
Yeah, but what good is it though? Like,
we give you 4 billion Slovakians.
You know what the exchange rate of Slovakian money is nowadays?
It's like $36.95.
That's like $1 million.
Yeah, but like, who wants to be a millionaire in Slovakia with Slovakian people loving you? But
okay, or what? Live here, be poor, and not have people care about you? Why? I'm not understanding.
Yeah, but can you?
We just want to be loved.
Right, what's your point?
I guess I don't have one, but I don't want to go to Slovakia.
He just doesn't want to be foreign.
I don't want to go to Slovakia. You can't make me go. I'm sure it's nice, but not this time of year.
Not thrilling, but nice.
He's looking up Slovakia.
Slovakia.
What made you say Slovakia?
Came to mind.
It's landlocked. It's a member of NATO, which is nice.
It's good. I don't like
NATO?
No, I can't swim, so landlocked's okay.
Landlocked's good. Doesn't mean there's no lakes there. Oh, that's pretty. Look at it.
Yeah, look at that. It's a presidential palace.
That's where
nice.
They love me.
The Slovakian Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. And you know what? Look, Roman Catholics. 60%. That's you.
Okay.
That's good.
Brian's 60% Roman Catholic.
Wow.
60% Roman Catholic.
So
what's the other 40%?
He's an atheist. They just fight it out.
They all have beer.
They have cuisine.
Look at that.
Brian, you want to eat that, Brian? You
want
to eat that. Music, Brian. Popular music. You'd be a hit. The Wag.
Look, they all have beards. All the pictures.
Beards.
You would fit in, Bill.
1990s American grunge, alternative rock, and Britpop had a wide following.
Will you guys visit me?
No.
Why would you?
Well,
why would I want to?
You're the one being worshipped out there.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Climate. Relax here. I don't like it cold. The annual temperature is less than 5 degrees Celsius. Forget it.
What's that like?
41,
47, yeah.
The average temperature of the hottest month is about 20 degrees Celsius, 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
Forget it. I forget this place. Sorry.
Great. Now I'm cold.
But you're worshipped and loved.
Everybody loves you in your parka.
Do they make statues of me?
Of course.
With a beard.
Yes.
I have to have a beard?
Yes.
I grew a beard once.
Did you really?
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
To bring a pink
no, you didn't. Right.
I didn't shave for like 2 weeks. And it looked a little bit darker than this.
Yeah, you're like me. We don't...
You have a beard.
No, I don't. Like, yeah, but
if I could have
like,
that.
This is like a month. Like, people get this in 4 hours. I have to go a month like this.
You should shave it.
Okay.
It's not a complete beard. It kind of goes like off to the you have like a lightning bolt on the side. And there's no connection between your sideburns and the beard. Like, I know you think that there is, but there's not. It's like a big empty space.
What's wrong with my sideburns?
No, they don't connect.
Well, I'm sorry, Elvis. They don't connect all the way down to my chin like yours. You have long sideburns.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. They're too long.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for confirmation on my side.
A little too straight ahead. I
won't mind. Who's that?
That's even Gaspar.
I was going to let them go longer than this.
No.
Why not?
You want mutton chops?
You want lamb chops? You want
like, no, I don't want lamb chops.
Do you want like tofu chops?
No, I don't even want tofu chops. I want them. I thought maybe a little bit longer, like it's like the hip thing. No. You know what? You know what? I don't like your wallpaper.
What don't you like?
I don't like going to the haircutters, and they ask me, do you want it round or square in the back? It's my head. Like I don't know.
It's like a square peg.
What's normal? Like is one? Am I gonna look like a Lego guy if you cut it like a square?
What do you ask him for?
I say, well, what does it sort of look like already? And they say, oh, well, it looks kind of like it's round. All right, let's go with round then.
And then the answer's round.
Yeah, but like, why do they always ask me?
So then just go in and like say right there, boom. I want it round in the back. Keep the sideburns. Keep them growing.
Round like my head, but what if square is better? Like, what's square?
Square is my head. You want to look like this? No problems.
No, I mean square hair. Like, shouldn't the hair be the same length in the back?
Only if you're growing it long.
Do you want a mullet?
No.
Look that way.
You have a little tail.
She's got a tail.
You have a tail. Does. What year is this?
What are you talking about? I got a natural.
You see how I have cowlix? You see how I have cowlix?
I'm not saying
my hair grows funny. You grow a tail. Your hair grows in the center.
You got a rose. I don't want a tail.
He's got a towel. Well, you have a towel. It's growing out of the back of your hair.
Sure. He's got a widow's peak in the back of his head.
Yes.
I don't want a tail.
I like that one.
It's a widow's peak.
There was a time where tails were in.
Yes, there were.
Yes, it lasted about 7 minutes.
The mullet.
In
1988,
I had one.
You still do.
Apparently,
you never got rid of it.
I had a tail.
You have one now.
Well, no, I shouldn't have one. Why did you? Why do you know about it?
It must have just grew longer.
I can see behind you while you can't.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't realize it was a problem.
Is this round? Like, should I get the square cut?
No.
No, you have to get it cut every 2 weeks. You have to get your tail trimmed. You have to go to the barber.
I feel like
you gotta have your tail.
No, I don't need a cut. Just trim my tail. That's all I'm saying. You gotta believe
trim my trail.
You're trim my trail. I'll trim your trail, Brian. I just want to snip.
I can't believe that.
You have a tail. Naturally grows. You have cowlix.
Why do they leave that?
No, they didn't leave it. It grows that way.
I think it just
that's grew a little part faster. Of your natural hairline.
Well, I don't want that.
You gotta pay me.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
You need a tail.
People who have tails.
Straight ahead.
Ryan, stop moving! Stop moving.
Oh, no, I don't want you guys taking pictures of it.
I'm going to show you, you dope.
Yeah, but he's not.
Okay, but
Ryan,
I am.
Look at Bill.
I'm gonna post it.
Look at me!
Ryan,
stand still. What do you mean stand still?
I mean stand still so I can show you.
Oh my god!
Look at that, Brian.
We're cutting that tomorrow.
You want me to do it now?
No.
Your hip. Can we do it? Can we get a knife to do it?
Can we cut it live on the Imaginary Radio Show?
No, but it's going.
Can you record the moment?
Fine.
What? For posterity. Can I have a lock of it? Put it in a locket? I'll wear it. Please?
Get out. No.
Do you know how famous this tail is? When this radio show takes off, you know how famous this lock of hair is going to be?
They'll clone you. It'd be like a bunch of little guys running around.
Brian's thinking about it now, because now that's famous hair. You can't just throw it out.
Only in Slovakia.
People, they're going to fall over each other getting to this hair. Spend 9 million drachmas on a little piece of hair.
Drachmas are Greek.
If I could get 9 million whatever, I'd send it to him.
Slovakian drachmas?
Yeah.
Slovakia?
Slovakian. Come on, let me cut your hair.
No.
Please?
No, I want to cut by a real person.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
You know, Fantasy Island was bullshit. And let me explain why. Because none of the fantasies came true. There was always a lesson, like it was an episode of Family Ties. And you'd think the island would get a bad rap. Like, don't go to Fantasy Island, there's no fantasies there. The whole lesson was, you really want this? Here you go. And then it sucks. I'm just saying.
Is that what happened?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah,
it would always turn out in disaster, I guess.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, oh, I want to be on
the island. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. But everybody that went there, don't you think the people, don't go to Fantasy Island. It's not
it's all
like,
hoax.
It's not as good as it seems.
Go to Aruba.
The little dwarf, is it really a dwarf?
Yeah.
What about Tattoo?
He just grew tall.
You just, there's the plane, and you get off and you have a bad time, and you said, I should have went to Aruba. That was Fantasy Island.
Okay.
I bet it bred it rather than on the Love Boat.
Nice.
They taught lessons on the Love Boat, too. Can't we just have a show where it was just, oh, ha, ha, ha. Every show taught a lesson. I hated that.
But that's how you run.
That's why I like The Simpsons. There's no lesson. The kids run around like crazy. The Homer's an idiot. And the story. Roll credits. Everybody's happy. I'm sorry. I just hate that. Why do shows have to have a lesson?
It's a rant.
Family Ties. God almighty.
Oh
my lord.
Would you rather spend two
Family Ties? Grr. Even Night Court. God, what a good show.
God, Night Court.
I love that show. Because they had that middle part where they didn't teach any lessons. It's a good show.
What, with John Larroquette?
Yeah, Cheers didn't teach a lot of lessons. That was a good show.
How are you drunk? What drinks to order?
MASH total. Every MASH episode.
No.
Remember the MASH episode where Hawkeye said something sarcastic and the guy got peritonitis and they taught a lesson? Oh yeah, that was every MASH episode. I love this show, but that was every MASH episode.
No, it was.
Even the early ones. There was like slapstick for 29 minutes and then more as hell. Roll credits. Can you just give me one?
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.